part of what we do. Trusted, accessible, free. Kansas broadcasters remain focused on you.
Our Kansaland Radio sports coverage continues with the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show. Stay tuned for tonight's area scores, stats, standings, recaps, and more. Sponsored by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, Blue Valley Technology, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Edward Jones in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions. Now, the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network with your host, Seth Tollison.
And a pleasant good evening, Kansaland. Seth Tollison joining you now here with the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Again, each and every Friday night here during the high school basketball season. This is your source for all of the Northeast Kansas hoops scores, and we'll get you some information about the games. And also, we've got recaps coming up. We'll get to some of those as some very, very exciting basketball games down to the wire here in the last week and a half of the season. As after tonight, for most of these teams, down to just two, three, maybe four games at most as they wind down the regular season. And again, you know the coaches, not wanting the players to look too far ahead, but you know they're starting to think these games more and more important every night that they play as they again try to position themselves for a run into the postseason. Well, we're going to start off with scores tonight from the Big 7 League. Of course, a lot of big games on Tuesday throughout the Big 7 League, and you thought, surely it can't get more exciting than that. Well, and then we get to tonight. There was very exciting basketball played throughout the Big 7 League tonight, especially on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha, as again, also on the Holton Channel tonight, it wound up being the Red Hawks and the Wildcats. Again, in the girls' game, Hiawatha coming into winning just a couple in a row. Of course, they had a couple of losses in a row after they won their home tournament, but then they turned things around a little bit, but found themselves down early. In fact, not scoring very much in the first half, but they're able to come back. This game, the score, definitely not, again, a good representation of how close this game really was in the fourth quarter, but Hiawatha would start hitting some threes late in this one. The Red Hawks would get the win at Holton, 36-28, big win for Hiawatha to keep pace again with both Nemaha Central and also still in the mix. You've got Jeff West, but we'll see how those two teams did. Hiawatha with that win, 14-3 for Holton. Tough loss for them at home as they drop to 10-7. Other girls' finals then in the Big 7 League on 92.1 FM. We mentioned Nemaha Central. Again, Hiawatha and Nemaha Central trying to keep pace with each other at this point, and Nemaha Central is able to do that as they beat Royal Valley at home with a score of 45-29. Jeff West, we mentioned them as well, trying to keep pace atop the Big 7 League, and they played a very hot team from Sabetha as the Lady Blue Jays, again, able to hold another team to very low scoring. Some great defense by the Blue Jays, and they're able to get the win 34-24. Sabetha is now 7-10, while Jeff West, they drop down to 12-5, their overall record. The other score then from the Big 7 League was a doubleheader, starting with the girls' game. Riverside tonight played host to Perry LeCompton, and again, Riverside girls, they had a tough loss at Hiawatha, but they do come back and get the win tonight. They defeat Perry LeCompton by a score of 48-27. In girls' action in the Twin Valley League, this from last night, Axtell played at Hanover. Hanover would win this game 42-23, and then Axtell tonight had to go to Washington County. So two road games in a row for Axtell, and unfortunately losing the second game here tonight as well. Washington County wins this one by a score of 42-29. Also, other girls' finals from the TVL tonight. Centralia by 4 over Valley Heights, 33-29. So the Panthers still winning. They're undefeated at 16-0. Also tonight, getting another win is Clifton Clyde as they defeat Onega 57-24. Other girls' finals, TVL, Frankfort tonight on the road. They pick up the W at Troy, 60-51. Wildcats win there. And then we look at the Northeast Kansas League. Low-scoring game. Pleasant Ridge is able to upset Jefferson County North, 36-18. Final score there, Pleasant Ridge over JCN. P Ridge now 8-9, while JCN drops to 10-7. A couple other girls' scores then from the NEKL. It is Mar Hill over Oskaloosa, 45-26. ACCHS, no troubles with McLouth as the final there. Tigers 41, Bulldogs 14. One non-league score from, again, around the area. Blue Valley tonight beats Flint Hills Christian 58-37. And then over in the NCKL, it is Clay Center upending Marysville at home 41-29. Well, taking a look at the boys' half of the score sheet, I mentioned exciting basketball. Well, a game that looked to be going in favor of Holton throughout most of this game winds up being a road victory for the Hiawatha Redhawks as they knock off Holton 53-52, thanks in part to 26 points in the fourth quarter by the Redhawks, including 9 of 10 from the free throw line. That was huge for Hiawatha. They came back and won it. Holton went 1 of 7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And again, for the Wildcats, coming off of that huge win over Royal Valley on Tuesday, tonight, again, Hiawatha able to get that victory. So Hiawatha gets the sweep and will head back home with 2 wins tonight. Again, the Redhawks 53, Holton 52. Records for Hiawatha, they are now 9-8, while Holton drops to 10-7. Well, speaking of Royal Valley getting that first loss of the season to Holton on Tuesday, a little more focused tonight. They had another tough game in the Big 7 League as they had to head to Nemaha Central in Seneca tonight, but it was all Noxwa Wusick as he put up 28 points, and Royal Valley would dominate in this one. 62-42 is the final, the Panthers over the Thunder. So Royal Valley improves to 16-1, while Nemaha Central drops to 14-3. Sabetha playing very good basketball right now as well, and they would go to Jeff West, who's struggling this season, yet to find a win, and it was all Blue Jays here as Sabetha wins this one 63-31 on the road. And then the other boys' final in the Big 7 League took overtime. Perry LeCompton would put up a lot of numbers there in overtime period to win it 72-57 over Riverside. In the TVL tonight, then we've got scores coming in. A few of the boys' games are final, but first, again, that Hanover-Axtell matchup from last night. Hanover would get the win 69-56, so the Wildcats are now 16-1. Tonight, then, Axtell, again, at Washington County, they would pick up a W as they win on the road 60-45 over Washington County. Other TVL finals tonight, a boys' final in Centralia. No problems with Valley Heights at home, 73-51. And just a couple other boys' finals in. One more TVL score, as it is Wetmore over Lynn. They doubled them up, 50-25. And Coach Troy Hoffman, as we move to the NEKL, he gets win number 400 of his career, as it is the Tigers over McLeod, 55-37. At non-league score for Blue Valley, they played at Flint Hills Christian as well. Boys win this one too, 73-19. And from the North Central Kansas League, Marysville is now 7-9 as they get the 19-point win over Clay Center, 58-39. Well, those are the scores we've got so far. Don't worry, we'll get a lot more coming in as you're listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
That banking is this big corporate thing. To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control. to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Friends of Tammy and Mike Sisk have organized a free will dinner fundraiser on Saturday, February 12th at Hiawatha's Fisher Center. Doors open at 4 p.m. with a free will dinner and silent auction from 5 to 7 p.m., followed by a live auction at 7 p.m. You can also visit GoFundMe and type in Love You More Fundraiser. Let's all support Tammy Sisk Saturday evening, February 12th at the Hiawatha Fisher Center. Contact Morgan or Troy at GN Bank for more information.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, Quarter Pounder, or Chicken Nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Traditional IRAs, SEP IRAs, and Roth IRAs. Hello, this is Brad Edwards with Edward Jones. If you're wondering about the many investment choices in traditional Roth and SEP IRAs, including stocks, bonds, CDs, mutual funds, and annuities, please call or stop by and visit myself, Brad Edwards here in Hiawatha, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, or Shannon Wright in Holton. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
And thanks for tuning in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Seth Tomlinson here with you. Kurt Kilman also helping out, run down scores here for us. We appreciate everybody calling in tonight with scores and also several nominations coming in for our Lucard Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. We've got several in, like I said, for both the boys and the girls. So we'll take a look at that. We'll award those game balls at the end of the show. All right, we'll run down our doubleheaders here this evening. Again, starting in the Big 7 League, a big matchup tonight at Holton as the Wildcats hosting the Hiawatha Redhawks. The girls' game went to Hiawatha. Redhawks had to come from behind, and they win it 36-28 as the Lady Redhawks now 14-3. In the nightcap, then, another exciting ball game which saw Hiawatha come from behind in the second half and get the win 53-52. Hiawatha, 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter to seal the deal for the Redhawks. Doubleheaders elsewhere in the Big 7 League, the Thunder from Nemaha Central hosting Royal Valley. And the ladies for the Thunder would get the win 45-29 over Royal Valley. And then in the nightcap, it was Royal Valley winning big as Knox Wawasek went off for 28 points. And again, Royal Valley wins it by 20, 62-42 to get the split in Seneca. Jeff West tonight played host to the Blue Jays, and this would be all Blue Jays. Sabetha would win the girls' game 34-24, again keeping another team low scoring as Sabetha is now 7-10. Jeff West drops to 12-5, and then in the nightcap, it was Sabetha winning 63-31 as the Blue Jays are now 14-3. Riverside tonight, the host school for a doubleheader with Perry LeCompton in the girls' game. Riverside Cyclones playing good basketball right now, and they got the win at home over Perry 48-27. Nightcap took overtime, but Perry LeCompton would pull away in that extra period to win at 72-57. The Cause get the split, winning the boys' game. Twin Valley League Finals, again the doubleheader from yesterday, Hanover hosting Axtell as the Wildcats would get the sweep last night. Hanover would win 42-23 in the first game, and then the boys' game, Hanover wins it by 13-69 to 56. Axtell then on the road as well this evening. Tonight they headed to Washington County, and it was Washington County winning the girls game 42-29, but Axtell would get a win tonight by a score of 60-45 over Washington County. Centralia tonight then hosting Valley Heights. The girls game saw a team in Centralia at 15-0 and Valley Heights at 15-1. And it went down to the wire. Low scoring, but Centralia stays undefeated. They win it by 4, 33-29, the Panthers over the Mustangs. In the nightcap then, it was Centralia pulling away in this one to win by 22 as they put up 73 points tonight to defeat Valley Heights by a score of 73-51. So Centralia gets the sweep at home here this evening. Couple of girls' finals that we have for you tonight in the TVL. Clifton Clyde over Onega, 57-24. Frankfurt over Troy then tonight by a score of 60-51. Don't have the boys' finals. Also still looking for both the girls' and the boys' final from the Hanover-Donovan-West doubleheader. We do have the boys' final for Wetmore at Lynn tonight as Wetmore knocks off Lynn 50-25, but still looking for that girls' score. In the Northeast Kansas League, we've got this doubleheader result in tonight as Jefferson County North would host Pleasant Ridge. And in both games, Pleasant Ridge would double up the score on JCN. In the girls' game, it was P. Ridge 36, JCN 18. And then in the nightcap, it was Pleasant Ridge 60, JCN 30. ACCHS tonight, the Tigers got a sweep at home over McClouth. In the girls' game, it was ACCHS winning 41-14. And then the Tigers would knock off the Bulldogs in the boys' game by a score of 55-37. That was a big win for head coach Troy Hoffman for the Tigers, as that was win number 400 in his career. One other girls' score in so far from the NEKL. Mar Hill tonight tops the Bears of Oskaloosa 45-26. North Central Kansas League, Marysville tonight hit the road, headed to Clay Center tonight. Clay Center would win game one in the girls' contest 41-29, but Marysville, they would get the split, winning the nightcap 58-39. Blue Valley also tonight, they were in action hosting Flint Hills Christian. Blue Valley would win the girls game 58-37, and it was all Rams in the nightcap 73-19. Blue Valley gets the win there as well. Well, we've reached our next break. We're going to take it, hopefully get some more scores. I know Kurt's trying to run down a few more. We'll be back right after this here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Casafa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Casafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Casafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
My name is Amber, and I have been a patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness for 6 years. Being a nurse and mother of three boys, I appreciate that Dr. Lukert not only believes in a holistic approach to chiropractic health, but that he and his staff are very welcoming and accommodating with my children. I also appreciate that his goal for each patient is wellness care and injury prevention, rather than just treating the symptoms. This is why I am a regular patient at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, and why I would recommend you be too.
Power. You can gain power from propane, natural gas, diesel gas, coal, wind, and water. Here at BMP Propane in Houlton, Kansas, we believe that power comes from when you can't control what's happening. You challenge yourself to control how you respond. That's where the power is. Power is being kind in unforeseen situations. We choose kindness. That is us. That is our motto. BMP Propane in Houlton, Kansas at 785-364-3711. Power doesn't just come from propane.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and ag producers with their livestock, machinery, cropland, and more. Our team of ag lenders live and work on their own farms, so they know exactly what's going on and they can relate to you.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And a pleasant good Friday evening to everyone out there listening to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Maybe you're on your way home from an exciting basketball game here in Northeast Kansas, as there were several of them throughout the area. And we will get through all of the scores here. I mentioned still looking for a few scores last segment, and my man Kirk got those for me right away. We're missing just a couple of now, so hopefully we can get those before we sign off here this evening. We're going to run down just the scores. We'll start with the girls' finals first. We'll run down the Big 7 League. Houlton tonight hosting Hiawatha. Redhawks come from behind. They get the W, 36-28 on the road. Also in the Big 7 League, it's Nemaha Central winning 45-29. Sabetha by 10 tonight over Jeff West, 34-24. Sabetha upset on the road tonight. And then it was Riverside tonight over Perry LeCompton at home. Cyclones win it 48-27. Girls scores from the Twin Valley League. Last night, Hanover beat Axtell 42-23. Tonight, Washington County takes care of Axtell 42-29. Also tonight, Centralia by 4. They win at home over Valley Heights. Clifton Clyde won at home as well over Onega tonight, 57-24. The Wildcats, after knocking off Axtell last night, would go on the road tonight all the way over to Doniphan County. Long bus trip for the Wildcats as they defeat D West 52-45. Frankfort tonight would beat Troy, another long road trip as both Hanover and Frankfort head to Doniphan County, when both teams would get the win as the Wildcats knock off the Trojans 60-51 in that girls game. And the other TVL girls finals, as one I was looking for, Lynn tonight at home defeats Wetmore 54-28. In the Northeast Kansas League this evening, it is Jefferson County North tonight hosting Pleasant Ridge, and this one goes to the Rams as they win at 36-18. Mar Hill tonight then would win at Oskaloosa 45-26, and the Tigers of ACCHS take care of McLouth 41-14. And the North Central Kansas League, Clay Center tonight would beat Marysville in a girls game by a score of 41-29. And the other girls final we have here for you tonight, Blue Valley takes care of Flint Hills Christian with a score of 58-37. On to the boys games here this evening. Again, starting in the Big 7 League, another come from behind win for Hiawatha as they defeat Houlton by a score of 53-52. And again, 26 points in the fourth quarter for the Redhawks to mount a massive comeback on the road in the Big 7 League. Royal Valley, after losing to Houlton on Tuesday, would bounce back and get a win at Nemaha Central. Huge win for Royal Valley there. That kind of keeps them in first place, especially, again, with the loss on Tuesday, and then needing that win versus a team that, again, with the win, would have taken a tie of first place over Royal Valley. But Royal Valley holds on. They win tonight 62-42. The Panthers are now 16-1. Sabetha tonight at Jeff West. This one's all Blue Jays as they went on the road 63-31 to complete the sweep for Sabetha. And then Perry LeCompton tonight would go on the road and win at Riverside 72-57. Boys finals in the Twin Valley League. Yesterday, Hanover knocked off Axtell by a score of 69-56. But Axtell, the Eagles, would bounce back tonight to knock off Washington County 60-45. Valley Heights tonight at Centralia. This win goes to the Panthers as they defeat Valley Heights 73-16. And after winning last night, it was Hanover getting another win tonight. A big win over Donovan West as they put up 73 points tonight and win 73-31. Troy tonight, they would host Frankfurt, and in that nightcap, Troy would get the win 48-39. And then the other boys' final in the Twin Valley League, it's Wetmore doubling up Lynn 50-25. Northeast Kansas League on KARE 93.7 this evening. It was the Rams knocking off Jefferson County North, 60-30, your final score there. Also tonight then, we have Mar Hill winning on the road at Oskaloosa, 57-25. ACCHS tonight wins at home. They knock off McLouth by a score of 55-37. Marysville got a road win tonight to get the split in that North Central Kansas League doubleheader, as the boys would win for Marysville 58-39. And then Blue Valley, no troubles with Flint Hills Christian as they win 73-19 to round out the boys' scores here for this evening. Well, stay tuned. Coming up in our next segment, we've got some recaps loaded and ready to go. We'll catch in again with our area play-by-play guys, and they'll tell you directly from the court how things went throughout Northeast Kansas. That's on the way after this.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, they're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kurtz professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kurtz Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha on your way to the game or on the ride home for a meal or just a snack. McDonald's has a variety of food and snacks to choose from on their menu, and you can get it all to go. Why cook before or after the game? Just stop in for your favorite drink or treat yourself to a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Hungrier? Have a Big Mac, quarter pounder, or chicken nuggets. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
We're just now passing the top of the hour of 10 o'clock on KMZA 92.1 FM out of Seneca and 103.9 FM KNZA out of Hiawatha. Seth Tollefson here with you on this Friday night of high school basketball. We'll recap our scores here from this evening again. Also some recaps to get to. Again, we've just got this Friday night. Next Friday night, we'll have a regular season scoreboard show, and then one more after that for the regular season. As again, teams with just two, three, or four games left here in the regular season, and then we start looking at what's to come in the postseason. And of course, your source for all of that action will be right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We're going to get some recaps here tonight. We're going to start off in the Big 7 League, and we're going to begin with Brandon Tatman, as tonight he saw the Panthers head to Seneca to take on the Thunder of Nemaha Central, and he has that recap from tonight's doubleheader.
I got to pull one off. Big-time matchups in the Big 7 on Friday nights at Nemaha Central High School as the Thunder welcomed in the Royal Valley Panthers for a double dip as we're coming down the home stretch of the regular season. And it's a split as the Nemaha Central girls victorious in Game 1 and the Royal Valley boys winning it big in the nightcap. We'll start with the girls' game. The number 10-ranked Lady Thunder in Class 3A moved to 13-4, 9-2 in league play after a 45-29 win over the Panthers. A double-double for Addie Holthouse, 14 points and 10 rebounds. Ella Larkin with 12, Taryn Ganstrom with 11. They had a big second quarter outscoring Royal Valley 12-1. They took a 6-point lead at halftime, built it to 13 going into the fourth, able to cruise the rest of the way. The Sabetha girls knocked off Jefferson West tonight, which means at 9-2, Nemaha Central now jumping into first place in the Big 7 and controlling their destiny the rest of the way. If they can win out, they would win their fifth straight Big 7 league title. Again, they win it by 16, 45-29. In the nightcap, this one was all Royal Valley, the number one team in Class 3A. They had a 4-point lead at the end of one and slowly built it up the rest of the way. They led by 9 at halftime, 16 at the end of three, and end up winning it by 20 over Nemaha Central, 62-42. What a night it was for Knox Wawasik. He had 28 points. K.J. Miller with 18 points and 8 rebounds. They also got 7 from Mason Thomas. Both of these teams were coming off a loss. Royal Valley suffered their first loss Tuesday at Holton, but got a big win tonight again, moving to 16-1 overall, 11-1 in league play. They're looking for their third straight Big 7 league title. They win it out, and they will certainly do that. Nemaha Central now with 2 straight losses. They dropped to 14-3, now 8-3 in league play. Nemaha Central was led by Marcus Beck, 16 points, 9 rebounds. His brother Curtis, a near double-double, 8 points and 9 rebounds. Up next for both, Nemaha Central will host Jefferson West on Tuesday. We'll have those games on 92-1. And for Royal Valley, they go on the road to the Roundhouse to take on Hiawatha. Again, a split here tonight from Nemaha Central. Lady Thunder victorious in Game 1, 45-29. And 3A number 1 Royal Valley, the boys getting it done in the nightcap, 62-42 over the number 4 ranked team in 3A, the Nemaha Central Thunder. I'm Brady Tamman reporting here for the High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Brandon. We're going to stick with the Big 7 League as we take a look now at a doubleheader tonight in Meriden as Jeff West would host Sabetha. With a recap from the Sabetha Channel, here is Logan Bitterman.
With just 4 games left in the regular season, the Blue Jays were on the road to match up against the Tigers of Jeff West in Meriden, Kansas on this Friday night. Both girls teams would start things out, and after being down 16-13 at the halftime break, the Lady Jays would outscore the Lady Tigers by a score of 21-8 in the entire second half to beat the Lady Tigers by a final score of 34-24. The Lady Jays, they were led in scoring by senior Emily Krebs with 14 points on the night. Mary Lucert would also chip in 9 points as well in the win for the Lady Jays. Sabetha as a team committed 16 turnovers, hit 4 three-pointers, and went 11 of 17 from the free throw line. The Jeff West Lady Tigers in the loss were led in scoring by Kinley Stones with 7 points, and Ella Dickey also chipped in 6 points as well in the loss here tonight for the Tigers. As a team, the Lady Tigers committed 11 turnovers, made just 3 three-pointers, and went 3 of 7 from the free throw line. In the second matchup on the evening, we had the Sabetha boys matched up against the Jeff West boys as well. The Sabetha boys were up 32-18 at the halftime break and would finish this one not even looking back as they get the win in the season sweep over Jeff West. 63-31 is the final score. The Sabetha boys as a team were led in scoring by sophomore Christian McAfee. He had 15 points on the night. Davis Rookie had 12 points as well, and Matthew Garber also chipped in 9 points here in the win. The Sabetha boys as a team had 10 turnovers on the night, hit 2 three-pointers, and went 13 of 20 from the free throw line. The Jeff West Tigers in the loss as a team were led in scoring by Gage Gal. He had 11 points here in the loss. Connor Reich had 4, and Tucker Holthouse also chipped in 5 points as well. The Tigers as a team had 15 turnovers here tonight, hit 6 three-pointers, and went 3 of 7 from the free throw line in the loss. So again, both Sabetha teams get the wins here this evening. They'll be in Sabetha on Tuesday night to take on Perry LeCompton next week. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right. Thank you very much, Logan. We'll get you a recap here in just a minute from that Big 7 League matchup between Holton and Hiawatha. Justin Fluke saw that one on KNZA and on the Holton channel, so we'll get that here momentarily. Also, then, in the Big 7 League tonight, Riverside hosting Perry LeCompton. The Cyclones would win the girls' game by a score of 48-27, but it was the Cause winning in overtime 72-57. We're going to jump then to the Northeast Kansas League tonight, where Jefferson County North would host Pleasant Ridge. With the recap from that one, here is Tom Counts.
It was NEKL basketball in Winchester tonight as Jefferson County North played host to Pleasant Ridge, but it was the visitors who came away with a pair of big wins. Opening game, Pleasant Ridge ladies win it 36-18, and they were led by your Bank of Atchison player of the game, Gabby Watkins. She had 12 points, 4 3-point shots, 3 of those threes in a very pivotal third quarter that gave P. Ridge the lead. Ridge is now 8-9 on the season, 6-7 in the conference. JCN goes to 10-7 and 7-6. In the second game, Pleasant Ridge led from coast to coast, and they were impressive in a 60-30 win over JCN. Bank of Atchison player of the game, Devin Stutes, led all scorers with 16 points. For JCN, leading scorer was Ryan Feldkamp with 11 as JCN goes to 10-3 in the conference and 12-5 overall. For Pleasant Ridge, a great mark. They are now 11-2 in the NEKL and 14-3 on the season. So again, tonight in Winchester, Pleasant Ridge comes to town, takes 2 wins over Jeff North. Tom Couch reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Tom. Other scores then from the Northeast Kansas League, Marhill at Oskaloosa. It was Marhill winning the girls' game 45-26, and then winning the boys' game as well was Marhill 57-25, again over the Bears. Valley Falls tonight at Jackson Heights. Lady Cobras get the W over at Valley Falls, 60-31, but it's the visitors. They pick up a win at Jackson Heights, winning big 70-39. McLeod tonight at at ACCHS, and it is Tigers winning both ball games. In the girls game, it was ACCHS 41, McLeod 14, and then in the boys game, Effingham would win 55-37 over the visitors from McLeod. Coach Troy Hoffman in that win got to number 400 of his career. In the Twin Valley League finals from yesterday, Hanover hosting Axtell as it was the Wildcats winning both games. The girls' final went to Hanover 42-23, and in the boys' game, Hanover wins 69-56. Jumping then to tonight, Axtell back on the road as they went to Washington County. In the girls' game, Washington County would win 42-29, but Axtell would get the win in the boys' game 60-45. Centralia hosting Valley Heights tonight. Girls' game goes to Centralia 33-29. And the boys would win as well for the Panthers, 73-51. Clifton Clyde tonight, then at home this evening. They hosted Onega. It was the Eagles winning 57-24 over the visitors from Onega in the girls' game. And then in the boys' game, Clifton Clyde scores 57 as well to win 57-32 over the Buffaloes. Donovan West tonight would host Hanover. It was Wildcats winning by a score of 52-45 in the girls' game, so Hanover improves to 14-4, while Hanover would run away with the boys' game 73-31 over Donovan West. Troy tonight at home against Frankfort, as it was the visitors getting the win in the girls' game 60-51. Frankfort wins that one, but the boys' W would go to Troy as they knock off Frankfort 48-39. Then wrapping up the TVL scoring here tonight, Lynn hosting Wetmore. The girls' win goes to Lynn as they win 54-28 over Wetmore. However, Wetmore would get the win in the nightcap 50-25 over the home team from Lynn. North Central Kansas League tonight, Clay Center hosting Marysville. As in the girls' game, Clay Center wins it 41-29, while Marysville would pick up the win in the boys' game 58-39, and it's a sweep at home tonight for Blue Valley, as in a non-league matchup, the girls would win 58-37 and the boys would win 73-19. Well, I mentioned one more Big 7 League recap tonight, as on the Holton Channel and on 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha would head to Holton for a matchup between the Red Hawks and the Wildcats. With a recap from how that went, here's Justin Fluke.
It was a pair of fourth quarter comebacks for the Hiawatha Redhawks to get a road sweep in Holton on Friday night. Holton led through the majority of both contests, but not in the final score tally. In the girls' game, it was Holton up 10-6 at the end of one quarter, leading by three at halftime, and Holton led by as many as eight. It was 21-15 Wildcats entering the fourth quarter. But Hiawatha got three straight threes, one from Josie Delaney to tie it, and then two for Clara Lindstrom to take the lead for good with under 5 minutes to go. Hiawatha would win a 21-7 fourth quarter to post a 36-28 win. Clara Lindstrom had 11 points. Darcy Lears added 9. The Lady Redhawks improved to 14-3 on the season and 8-3 in the Big 7 League. Holton got 11 from Lindsay Wisdom and 10 from Macy Patch in the loss. They're now 10-7 overall and 6-5 in league play. Holton had 20 turnovers in the loss as Hiawatha comes back in the fourth quarter to win by 8. Similar boys game. Holton led 17-13 at the end of the first quarter. The Wildcats up 5 at halftime, and Holton led by 15 points in the final seconds of the third quarter. But Hiawatha would mount a comeback. A 26-point fourth quarter for the Redhawks on the road, and then it came down to free throw shooting late. Hiawatha took their first lead of the game with 65 seconds to go on a basket by Brant Barnhill. That would make it 47-46, and Hiawatha would then make 9 of 10 free throws in the fourth quarter, 12 of 15 for the game. And Holton from the free throw line in the fourth quarter, they made just 1 of 7, as it's the Redhawks getting the win 53-52 to complete the sweep. Freshman Cameron Boswell off the bench scored 8 of his 13 points in the fourth quarter for the Redhawks, while Joel Bryan and Ashton Rocky each scored 11 points and Barnhill finished with 9. Hiawatha gets their 9th win of the season, now 9-8 and 5-6 in league play. Holton got 15 from Tyson Snyder in the loss. Jalen Turner had 13 and Jake Zeller added 13 as well, but after scoring 26 in a big-time effort Tuesday in an upset win over previously undefeated Royal Valley, Matt Lears just 2 points for Holton on Friday night at home. Again, the Hiawatha boys win 53-52, a 26-12 fourth quarter, and the Hiawatha girls won as well with a 21-7 fourth quarter. They post a 36-28 win. I'm Justin Fluke reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, thank you very much, Justin. That's going to do it for this segment. Stay tuned. We'll come back and wrap up the show. We'll pick our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipients. We'll do that. And again, run down the scores one more time right after this on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got.
With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie? A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Giant TV provides the ultimate TV watching experience on any device. Watch at home or on the go, no cable box required. Plus, Giant TV comes with all the extras without the extra charges. DVR, HD, Replay TV, and more are included free. Get all of this bundled with fast, reliable internet, and you'll be asking yourself, why didn't I switch sooner? Sign up today and be one of the first to enjoy streaming Giant TV. Visit giantcom.net to learn more.
My name is Kristen Morey, and I have been a chiropractic assistant at Lugert Chiropractic and Wellness for 7 years. What I enjoy most about my job is the family atmosphere and connection we have with our patients. I love working with patients, and my responsibility is to educate and encourage them on how to do exercises and make better lifestyle choices. I am also passionate about teaching my family and friends about the importance of chiropractic, and it's easy to share this message when you believe in what you do. Come let us take care of you today at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha.
Are you an energy giver or an energy taker? At BNP Propane, we are creating a culture of positive energy. We are encouraging others to share a smile, not a frown, to open the door, not let someone down. We feel it's the responsibility of every business and citizen to be a part of the community by contributing to its local charities, schools, and churches. Yes, it's easier to have free delivery of gifts and food to your front door, but how does that energize community? Someone may need to see your smile and feel your handshake. Today, a local business may need that extra dollar to pay its employees and feed their families. Join BNP Propane in 2022 and let's be energy givers.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Thinking about building a new home this year? Denison State Bank is one of the few banks around that still makes front-end construction loans. And when it's done, we can wrap the final cost into monthly mortgage payments. Let's start driving nails together at DSB.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Well, again, thank you for tuning in here on this Friday night, and we appreciate you tuning in all season long, as, again, we're down to just a couple of weeks left of the regular season, and then we're talking postseason hoops here in Northeast Kansas. So we're going to get you scores here from tonight, as a lot of big games that might have an impact on how that postseason looks, as, again, some big games tonight throughout Northeast Kansas. And here in this segment, we'll get to our Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipients. I've got two game balls, one for the girls, one for the boys to pass out. We'll do that here in just a minute. And then also we've got to take a look at the scores one more time. So before we get too far, let's do that, shall we? We'll get through the Big 7 League doubleheaders here first. We'll start actually just with the girls' scores in the Big 7 League. It was Hiawatha coming from behind to knock off Holton tonight, 36-28. Also then in the Big 7 League, Nemaha Central would get a win at home, defeating Royal Valley 45-29. Other girls' finals in the Big 7 League, Sabetha a 10-point win at Jeff West, 34-24, and Riverside would knock off Perry LeCompton 48-27. The boys' finals tonight in the Big 7, it was Hiawatha by one, 53-52 to get the win on the road and knock off the Wildcats. Also tonight, Royal Valley back to their winning ways, knocking off Centralia on the road, 62-42. Sabetha tonight winning at Jeff West, 63-31. And as far as the boys were concerned, if you were playing on the road, you got the W in the Big 7 League tonight, as Perry LeCompton would go to Riverside and knock off the Cyclone 72-57. Twin Valley League girls scores first again from last night. These are girls finals, Hanover over Axtell. And then tonight, Washington County would knock off Axtell 42-29. Centralia tonight over Valley Heights 33-29. Clifton Clyde tops Onega 57-24. Hanover on the road at Donovan West would win 52-45. Frankfort tonight also picked up a road win, 60-51 over Troy. And then it was Lynn tonight over Wetmore at home, 54-28. The boys' finals from the Twin Valley League tonight saw Hanover over Axtell, 69-56. Axtell tonight then would win at Washington County, 60-45, while Hanover would also go on to win tonight, 73-31 at Donovan West. Centralia tonight knocks off Valley Heights at home, 73-51. Clifton Clyde then tonight over Onega, 57-32. Troy over Frankfort, 48-39. And rounding out the TVL scoring this evening, Wetmore at Lynn would win. It's Wetmore 50, Lynn 25. Girls scores from the Northeast Kansas League this evening. Pleasant Ridge over JCN, 36-18. Mar Hill over Oskaloosa, 45-26. It was Jackson Heights tonight at home over Valley Falls, 60-31. And ACCHS would beat McLouth, 41-14. The boys' NEKL finals tonight. Pleasant Ridge over JCN, 60-30. Mar Hill over Oskaloosa, 57-25. Valley Falls tonight got a road win at Jackson Heights, 70-39. And ACCHS would pick up win number 400 for Coach Troy Hoffman tonight by defeating McLouth, 55-37. In the North Central Kansas League, it was Clay Center over Marysville, 41-29, but it would be a split as Marysville would win the boys' game, 58-39. And Blue Valley tonight in non-league action, they would get a sweep of Flint Hills Christian. The girls' final, Blue Valley 58, Flint Hills Christian 37, and Blue Valley would win the nightcap as well by a score of 73-19.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Let's go! Come on! Come on!
At Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha, one of our specialties is providing sports chiropractic and rehab to Northeast Kansas. Just as we strive for excellent patient results, we want to recognize excellent performances from our area athletes. Welcome to tonight's Game Ball presentation.
All right, well, we've got a plethora of nominees here this evening. We'll start off with girls' nominations for our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipients. We're going to start with Clara Lindstrom of Hiawatha, as she pitched in 11 points to help Hiawatha come back and knock off Holton. Also tonight with 13 points was Owen Dieters of Centralia. Again, 13 points for the Panthers. Gabby Watkins for Pleasant Ridge nominated as well. She had four threes to get herself 12 points on the night. Also the Nemaha Central's Addie Holthaus, 14 points, 10 rebounds for a double-double. But you got to go with, I think, tonight. It's really close throughout all five of these, but I think just because of the fact that Sabetha is playing so well and because they went to Jeff West and got the win, a win that Jeff West really needed and a win that's really just helping Sabetha improve more, as, again, they are playing well at the right time. Emily Krebs, 14 points the difference in Sabetha's road win at Jeff West. Again, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient for our girls tonight. Congratulations to Emily Krebs. Now on to the boys, as we take a look at, again, a lot of outstanding performances tonight, and a lot of them kind of bundled up here, but we'll take a look at Marcus Beck of Nemaha Central, 16 points, an impressive night for him. Also Christian McAfee for Sabetha tonight, 15 points, a big night for him as well. Devin Stutes for Pleasant Ridge, 16 points in that win for Pleasant Ridge. Also Presley Bowers tonight for Centralia, 18 points, and I really would like to be able to say I could give it to Hiawatha's Cameron Boswell tonight, the freshman for Hiawatha, 13 points, 8 of those points coming in the fourth quarter alone. And again, two pivotal free throws and also a couple of big threes for Cameron, 13 points. He's going to get an honorable mention. I'm going to at least say that much, as Cameron Boswell helped Hiawatha knock off Holton tonight. But I've got to give it to Mr. Knoxwell Wasick. You just can't take a look at 28 points tonight and a huge win for Royal Valley at Nemaha Central. Coming off that loss, Royal Valley needed him to show up and show up in a big way, and he did just that. Knoxwell Wasick, 28 points for Royal Valley, our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball recipient here this evening. Well, we'll remind you, coming up here this weekend, again, we've got some basketball in the Big 12 tomorrow. K-State will be at Iowa State. You can catch coverage of that here on both stations at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Also, Benedictine in action. They head to Baker down in Baldwin City, as it's the Ravens. Girls, or the women, play at 2 o'clock, and then the men play at 4 tomorrow afternoon. Again, that's on sister station Care 93.7. Don't forget, next week as well, we'll have coverage of high school basketball on Tuesday and Friday, and then our area locker room chats will be on Wednesday and Thursday. And then don't miss what's left, one of just a few, again, a Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show next Friday night after, again, our area games of the week. I'd like to thank Kurt Kilman, again, as always, being here in studio, running down scores. Also, all the guys helping me get ready for the show throughout the week. And again, with the recaps here for this evening, until next Friday night, have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, for all the final scores, area standings, schedules, and more, visit our website, mscsports.net. This Community National Bank Local High School Scoreboard Show has also been brought to you by B&P Propane and Knotty Pine Oil Company of Holton, Knights of Columbus Insurance, Kirby Schmelsley, by Blue Valley Technologies, the Denison State Banks in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka, Honeyman Ford in Seneca, by Ag Partners Cooperative, Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville, by Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha, Giant Communications, McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, by Edward Jones with offices in Hiawatha, Sabetha, and Holton, by S&S Automotive in Seneca, and Commercial Tire Solutions.
The place for everything local.